Hi, Steve here. Because Jesus Christ is an all-knowing God and the Son of God, the Father, He knew what was coming. And that's why in Matthew, He told the disciples that lawlessness will abound in the last days, and because of that, the love of many would grow cold. The only reason that lawlessness is increasing and becoming more obtuse is because the men who control this world system, underneath Satan himself, have decided not to enforce the laws that we have in order to bring in their chaos. They can't allow anyone to enforce the laws so they can bring in their chaos at the same time. It wouldn't be possible. California's been intentionally destroying their state, forcing thousands of people to leave by their lawless policies, and now San Francisco has reached the epitome of foolishness. Crime is so out of control in San Francisco that the city now wants to punish grocery stores who want to leave. Under the Grocery Protection Act, introduced by City Board of Supervisors member Dean Preston, who is a Democrat socialist, he says that stores that want to flee all the crime and other increased liabilities will have to provide the city with 6 months advance notice and make efforts to find a replacement supermarket for the location being vacated. It would be like if you wanted to sell your home and you had four people living in it, and the city demanded that when you sold your home, you could only sell it to people with four members in their family too. This isn't even in the realm of sane, reasonable, or reality anymore. The move comes after Wild Foods shut down its flagship store in San Francisco after being open for just over a year, citing the reason they closed was employee safety concerns. Workers at the store were routinely threatened with weapons, while vagrants would throw food at the staff, engage in fights, and even defecate on the floor. One time, a homeless man with a knife sprayed an employee with a fire extinguisher. There were also cases of drug overdoses, with one man dying in the bathroom after overdosing on fentanyl and methamphetamines. Thefts were also common, with large quantities of alcohol stolen from the store. Nearly 570 emergency calls were logged from the location, including one call with desperate pleas to the police saying, "Man with machete is back," and another security guard was just assaulted. Board of Supervisors member Dean Preston said, "Our communities need notice, an opportunity to be heard, and a transition plan when major neighborhood grocery stores plan to shut their doors. When have you ever heard this before? They need my permission to move in?" Preston's proposal would allow anyone impacted by a non-compliant store closure to initiate legal proceedings. Imagine that. I could sue a store for moving away from my neighborhood. And then if that's not enough, an audit was unable to determine how a California agency spent $24 billion on the state's homeless problem, which has only become worse since the money was doled out. According to KTLA, the California Interagency Council on Homelessness recently claimed that they were unable to track the effectiveness of the taxpayer-funded program, saying it hasn't consistently tracked and evaluated the state's efforts to prevent and end homelessness.
It's such a big issue that, according to the Legislative Analyst's Office, the state invested $24 billion over the last 5 years to curb the problem. But this just-released report from the California Auditor found the state lacks the proper information to determine the ongoing costs and results of its homelessness programs because the California Interagency Council, or ICH, in charge of overseeing the implementation of Housing First policies, has, quote, not consistently tracked and evaluated the state's efforts to prevent and end homelessness.
And that's disappointing.
I would say it was very troubling.
That was the reaction from Republican Assemblymember Josh Hoover and Democratic Senator Dave Cortese. They were the bipartisan lawmakers who originally requested the audit to take place. The audit found the ICH Council did track homelessness spending between 2018 and 2021, but not since then. Above that, it showed despite the billions of dollars spent to combat the issue, the number of people experiencing homelessness increased by more than 50% between 2013 and 2023.
And Californians just keep putting up with this financial rape of their tax dollars. One of the reasons nothing ever gets accomplished is everybody's complying with this lawlessness in order to be a good little social justice warrior and not rock the boat against all of the replacement migration. They may be afraid of losing their job. A French actress whose residence in the south of France was burglarized while she was away filming opted not to file a police complaint against the perpetrators after learning that the suspects were illegal immigrants. Audrey Lamy. Her house was targeted in October 2022. She had several pieces of expensive jewelry and designer handbags stolen during the raid, in addition to footing a nearly $20,000 bill to repair the damage to her own house. Her complaint could have been vital in securing a conviction against the three migrant men who've committed other burglaries as well. And then, when we have our major social media platforms endorsing lawlessness and hatred, what do you think's going to happen? What do you think would possibly happen? And we even have top medical journals like the New England Journal of Medicine calling for mandating the COVID jab and outlined strategies for how Americans could be forced to take it. I realized very early on in 2020 that not enough people ever reasoned for themselves at the outset of this scamdemic, that what was really going on was medical tyranny against their own personal autonomy as a human being. The argument that we should all do it for the greater good is hogwash. It was then, and it still is. And now, 4 years later, the grim statistics just keep rolling in day after day. The false prophets and so-called preachers who said that Jesus would even take the shot if he was here stand condemned by their own words. They're liars, and they're part of the world system, not speaking for the kingdom of God. Can a man be a preacher and a liar at the same time? Yes, but he cannot be a true believer and a Christian and be a liar. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, or males who have sex with males, no thieves, greedy people, drunkards, verbally abusive people, or swindlers will inherit God's kingdom. And some of you used to be like this, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." If you would like a personal relationship with Jesus, the Christ, I leave a link in the description box below. Go down there and click on that link. It will take you to a page with a simple prayer that you can pray. And if you believe it in your heart, you really believe it and confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. When you really make your mind up to turn from sin and receive Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And you will no longer be an enemy to God. Think about it.